checking in with us. We have the pleasure of talking to former Gator quarterback Doug Johnson. Good morning, Doug. How you doing?
Good morning. How we doing?
We're doing fantastic. We're getting pumped up for another Gator season. You know, we hope this new coach can really light things on fire. So let's go back to when you played for the Gators, 96 through 99. What was it like playing for the head ball coach, Steve Spurrier?
It was entertaining. That's what I guess if you ask anyone, that watching it or being a part of it, it was entertaining. It was fun. You know, there was no chains attached to you as a player, as an offense. So, I mean, we definitely didn't lose because we didn't take our shot. So I think Gator fans appreciated that.
So you're already, you know, growing up in the backyard of the Gators. You went to Buchholz High School as well. You know, my kids did too. So go Bobcats. And so you're right there. So you'd been to many games of the Swamp. You wanted to play for the Gators. And then you're in there. You're a freshman. It's all good. And then some guy named Danny Werfel's playing ahead of you. What?
Yeah, it was great to be behind Danny my year one. You know, to learn from him, I think that's always important for a young player to develop, to see somebody in front of them early on, how they do it. I think that really, you know, translates to how they're going to succeed after that. So, yeah, 96 was awesome. I got to play in a bunch of games and contribute to that team and that championship and those memories. And it definitely propelled me the following years, you know, to be behind Danny and learn how to do it right.
And apparently he was pretty good at it because he won a Heisman Trophy that year. So not a bad teacher to have, right?
Absolutely. And a great guy. Great person. Warrior. You know, just can't say enough about Danny. Just saw him recently at Coach's anniversary. And, he's just a solid human being. So love the fact that our paths crossed early on and we still stay in contact.
Continues to give back to the community. Yep, everybody loves him. Some Danny Werfel, no doubt.
That's right.
So you got to, you know, you got in the NFL game and you played like, what, five seasons? And do you have any, you got any anecdotes, stories, like what was life like in the NFL? The rest of us can only dream about it.
It was great. I mean, honestly, it was great. It was a great time of my life. It was a time that I developed a lot of relationships and, you know, got to experience the world, in a sense. I mean, my first preseason game was in Tokyo against Dallas. So that was, you know, that's just, you know, one of the memories that I was able to obtain, you know, the next 7 years of my life. The first 4 years in Atlanta was fantastic. Got to play for, you know, Dan Reeves, who I think is one of the best that's ever done it.
Yep.
And just a great, great guy. And, you know, got to move on to play for Jeff Fisher, who I think is one of the best ever as well. So, and play for a Tennessee team that included Steve McNair and was, you know, tragic ending for his life. But, you know, what a great human he was. And, you know, got to play in Cleveland and see that deal. And then, you know, played a couple years in Cincinnati and met one of my, you know, best friends today at Carson Palmer, backing him up a couple years. And, which, you know, a lot of things have come from that. And so, yeah, I mean, it's just the playing part was awesome. But, I mean, there's a lot of things that are attached to experiences like that that carry on with your life after that.
It's rare air that the rest of us as guys only have dreamt about. So let's move forward to the present day. We got a new coach, a new program, University of Florida. We need a fresh start. John Summerall.
Very excited for it.
What do you know about this guy, the coach?
So, you know, my son is a true freshman at Tulane and signed with Coach Summerall. So I got to know John really well. During the process, I actually spoke to Scott about, you know, the hiring process. And, you know, he called me and picked my brain about it. And I was a big fan of John. I mean, one of the reasons that, you know, as a family, we were going to Tulane. And that's where my son sits now. So I think he's a fiery guy. I think he's going to bring back energy to the program that hasn't had energy in a long, long time. I think it's going to be an entertaining product. I think that the team's going to be, accountable to playing hard, playing physical, and that's what Coach demands. And John, that's what he's always been about, you know, through his entire career of playing and coaching, if you look at his track record. So He's a guy you want to play for. And I told Scott that when he asked me about him, I was like, there's no nonsense. He loves his guys, but he demands a lot. You know, he has that great balance of a coach, of kids respecting him and loving him and knowing that he loves them, but also understanding that there's an accountability, especially at the University of Florida, of the history that it brings, that what, you know, when they step on that field, that, and they put those uniforms on, there's a lot of guys before them that built that program to what it is. So it's an honor to walk on that field. So there's an accountability aspect that goes along with it. So I'm excited. I think John surrounded himself with fantastic coaches, which I think is the key to coaching, right? It's not how good you are. It's how, you know, can you surround yourself with guys that are as good or better than you? And I think he's done that. So, you know, just excited to see a new product come to the, you know, to the Gator Nation.
You think our schedule is fairly tough this year?
I think it's going to be tough no matter, you know, every year is going to be tough. I think there's so much parity now in college football. It's not like it used to be where you have a dominant recruiting world. Where, you know, when you're talking about facilities and legacy, the kids now, they don't care about that necessarily. They, you know, we all know what they care about. I mean, there's some part of that aspect that goes into it, you know, but at the end of the day, everyone's got money now and everyone can lure kids with money. So I think there's a lot more parity in college football. So the little things of like coaching, right, and developing are going to be important. And, you know, I always say that we have an unbelievable home game or, you know, home field atmosphere. So I think when kids experience that, especially if we're playing well in a hyped game and that atmosphere is electric, like I know it can be, that is a difference maker. So it's going to be tough every year at Florida. I mean, regardless of the previous record, everyone looks at the University of Florida as a prestigious place, and the expectations to win is always going to be there. So, you know, you don't sign up to be the head coach of Florida thinking you're going to get a layup schedule. So they got to come out of the gates and they're going to play a team, you know, week one that, they're going to have some athletes and, you know, that can, you know, make plays. And so, but I'm excited about it. I think this team is ready to go show the product that they know they are. And I think Coach Summerall is ready to get out there and throw some live bullets.
Let me ask you this, since, you know, your playing days, of course, several things have changed, but one of the biggest things is the idea of these portals where you could go from team to team and the NIL money, which you mentioned briefly. Do you think that it is making the game better, both the portal and or the NIL money? Do you think it's made the game better?
The money has, to me, is not any way the problem. I mean, to be honest with you, I mean, it's kind of hypocritical that coaches are making $5, $6, $7, $10 million a year, right? And everyone is coming there to watch players play, not coaches coach. So I think it's a hypocritical stance to say players shouldn't be paid. I mean, they're 18 years old or older. You know, they're old enough to vote or to go across seas and fight for our country. So you're telling me they're not old enough to make money? I think that's hypocrisy at its best. The portal is the problem of the game. I think there has to be a consequence of kids jumping around. The end of the day, college football is a 4 or 5 year period in these kids' lives, and they all think they're going to the NFL, which they don't realize 1% of them are going to go to the NFL. So if they can stay at a place, right, and in 4 or 5 years, an alumni can attach themselves to them and recognize them, it's going to be much more beneficial for these kids when they leave, right, as far as the rest of their life. So I think we as a collective body who's governing college football, they need to step in and protect kids from themselves and protect kids from influences that really they don't care about. They just care about the now of these kids and how they can benefit all the kids rather than the kids themselves. So we need to collectively put some sort of reinforcement where there is a consequence to kids that bounce around. And I understand that when coaches change, there should be some allowances of kids moving. So, you know, there should be some certain, you know, circumstances where they're allowed to move, but just to move because you get your feelings hurt or, you know, you want to take your ball and go home, that's not really developing young men to be men. So I think they need to get back to how it was when I was there, where, you know, if you want to go down where you figure out you can't play at a level and you want to go down, there shouldn't be any sort of consequence. Or in the same sense, if you worked your way and you want to come up from a program you know, at a mid-major, you want to go to a Power Four program, that should be allowed too. But just to make lateral moves, no, I think there should be a, you know, a one-year allowance, and after that, there has to be a sit-out consequence.
Well, I mean, you experienced a lot from all the way the days back in Buchholz to the Gators to the NFL. So we appreciate the insight and really a good background and explanation of how things are working and not working at this point. So, Doug Johnson, we appreciate you and we thank you for your time and we wish you all the best.
Bob, appreciate you. Everything you say. Love your message. Keep doing it. Keep fighting the fight, man. And maybe one day I'll get in that studio and we can talk more.
Yeah, open door for you. We'd love to have you anytime.
Appreciate you. All right, man. Y'all have a good day. Happy Friday.
You too. Awesome. Same to you.
Yep.
9:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Very, very cool. I haven't met him in person. I look forward to it, though.
Yeah.
Sounds like our kind of guy.
Well, and actually, we were wanting to have him in studio, but he's actually driving. He's heading to the airport because, you know, his boy obviously plays. So he's got some activity going on.
Got to head to Tulane. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, yeah, we are planning on getting him in. There's some local youth programs he's involved with in our community, and we're going to let him share those thoughts.
Well, and we, you know, we love to do that. Oh, that's all a part, you know, that's all part of that giving back, and he's giving back just like so many players on the Gators we've been blessed with to come back and give back and love it.
Looking forward to it.